So we actually learned, we kind of went backwards in this in a little bit. We learned first that there was some activity of immune checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer. And this was astonishing to us. You know, we're like, wow, it's so exciting. These were basket trials. We saw response rates of 18.5% to 19%. And some of those patients, I mean, who cares about a response rate under 20%? It's because the responders had this great outcome where their overall survival was huge. I mean, it's just, you look at those curves and you know that you're really onto something very exciting. And the treatment was well tolerated, recognizing now that we have to, of course, be on top of the immune toxicity. So what happened then was these expansion trials were developed with pembrolizumab and atezolizumab in patients who had triple negative disease, including first and greater lines of therapy. And what we found from both of these trials was that the response rates in patients who are in the second line or greater, of course, there were many patients who are, you know, farther along the road than second line, the response rates were quite low in the probably less than 5% or 5% range. So very, very low. But if you treated patients in the first line setting, you got response rates sort of combining the two studies in the 25% or so range. And those responses could be quite durable. Interestingly, in the study where they looked at, you know, second or greater line therapy, we didn't select for PD-L1 positivity. But in the first line trial, we did select for PD-L1 positivity in the pembrolizumab trial. And with the atezolizumab, there was a suggestion of potentially better responses in PD-L1 positive disease. Again, small numbers there looking at that subset. So that was really exciting. It made us go back and do some of those studies, which I mentioned have shown that you actually start turning down your immune response and decreasing PD-L1 expression as the cancer progresses. We've also learned that where the cancer metastasizes to may make a difference as well. Hard to know. So that actually, you know, if you go back to the laboratory and animal models and see, and in humans, see that if you give chemotherapy, you can enhance the immune infiltration of tumors in some cases. That sort of led to the IMpassion 130 trial, which was the idea of giving chemotherapy and a checkpoint inhibitor to see if you can improve outcome, looking at progression-free and overall survival. At the same time, in parallel, the idea was maybe if we treated even earlier in the course of the disease, we could change outcome. So a bunch of neoadjuvant studies started up that extended the checkpoint inhibitor through the adjuvant setting and were really stimulated by this PCR marked improvement we saw in the I-SPY2 phase 2 adaptively randomized trial.